I've never heard of anything so idiotic in my life.
Another prank. Another prank. It's another prank call show. They make some fucking funny phone calls. It's another prank call show. Yeah!
Hey guys, it's Richard. Sorry about missing the bonersode last week. I was out of town for most of it, and on top of that, Olga's been gone for a week, and it's total bullshit because I'm having to clean and cook and, you know, do all the womanly duties, but you guys don't want to hear me complain about all that crap, so let's get this started. Today is October 23rd, and you're listening to Bonersode number 27, produced by Ryan Jardina. Thank you, Mr. Jardina, for your support. I was in the mood to do some Amazon locker stuff again, so that's what you're about to hear. Let's go.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Larry?
Yeah?
Hey, it's Winston with the HOA.
Who's that?
Your homeowners association.
HOA? Oh, the homeowners association. Okay.
Yeah, association.
Okay.
Yeah, I was I was just calling because they're going to be coming by tomorrow to install that new Amazon locker.
And I have no idea what you're talking about. I think you got the wrong party.
Oh, no, this is Larry, right?
Yeah, but I didn't. Yeah. I have nobody come and install anything for me.
I mean, it's not just for you. It's the whole, you know, for the whole neighborhood. It's the new Amazon locker that's going in, you know, for package delivery.
I never heard of it. Nope. No, I don't know anything about it.
Oh, they should have notified you. I'm not sure why they didn't.
Nobody notified me. Nope. Nope. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why. Okay. I don't know why they didn't. But yeah, they're going to be there tomorrow at about 8 o'clock to put that in. So
where I'm inside? Where is this?
It's just going to go on the on the inside of your garage there on the side.
Inside of my garage?
Yeah. And they'll be there like between 8 and 9 o'clock.
Wait a minute. Inside my garage? How are they going to get into my house if it's inside my garage?
Oh, well, you know, we gave them the code thing, so they'll be able to open
the
garage.
Wait, what kind of code? What are you talking about? There's nobody coming into my house tomorrow.
Oh, no, they're not going to be entering your house, just your garage.
They're not even going to come into my garage. How are they going to get into my garage?
Oh, well, I mean, they have access. We gave them permission, so, yeah, they're just going to be there. It shouldn't take them long, about a half hour to unload it.
Okay, sir, I have no idea what you're talking about. Nobody's coming into my house.
Nobody's going in your house, dummy. They're going in your garage.
They can't go into my garage.
Of course they can.
It's locked. How are they going to get into my garage?
Oh, we gave them permission to access it, so they'll get in.
No. They come into my house, they're going to be arrested. Nobody's coming into
my house. They're not going into your house.
Or into my garage. Sorry.
No, we gave them permission, you idiot.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Christine?
Yes.
Hey, it's Cody with...
Yes.
Yeah, I was just calling because we never got a response to the email that we sent you the other day. I just want to make sure.
What email?
Oh, you know, about the locker that we're installing on your floor.
I'm sorry, but I don't know what you are talking about.
Oh, we're putting in Amazon lockers in the building. And
no, I'm sorry. I don't know anything about that.
Ma'am?
Hello?
Hey, Christine, it's Cody again. I think we got disconnected.
Yes?
Well, I just wanted to make sure that you got the email. Maybe it went to your junk folder.
Well, why don't you send me the email again? Because I haven't received anything.
Okay, why are you yelling at me? I'm just, you know, making a courtesy call to make sure that you're, you know, aware. The crew's going to be there in the morning to start work on that.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't know anything about it. You have to let me know.
Okay, but you don't, just because you don't
the
know
email,
anything.
And then you have to let me know when you are coming, because I'm not here all the time.
Well, that's why I'm calling, dummy. We sent you the email, but you didn't get it.
But don't dummy me, number one. And secondly, you know, you're calling very late. So why don't you send me the email, okay?
Well, I'll send it to you, but you're not getting your emails.
Yes?
Hey, can I just speak to David?
I'm sorry. There's not here. He's okay. On the Cape.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you just keep hanging up on me. Like, that's not going to solve...
Yes, I hang up on you because nobody calls me dummy at 9 o'clock in the evening. And I don't know who it is.
Well, you were being a dummy. I'm trying to explain to you what's happening, but you won't let me.
I'm telling you...
They're going to be there. They're going to be there tomorrow between 8 and 9 to start work. I mean, this is just a courtesy call. I don't mean to call you so late, but, you know, we didn't get a reply, so I wanted to make sure, you know, that you were aware of what's going on. but you won't let me get a word out edgewise. Can I explain to you, or are you just going to hang up on me again?
Well, explain. Why don't you send me the email and I
just
understand.
Did. I just did. I just forwarded it back to you. Did you not get it?
No, I'm not looking at my email.
Oh,
so,
see?
You know.
your email is not working anyways. Can I just explain to you then real quick?
Yes, please.
Okay, so tomorrow morning between 8 and 9, there's going to be a crew arriving to install the Amazon locker outside your front door there.
Yes.
And so they're going to, you know, just be taking down that wall, the little section of the wall. So you
Which wall?
To the left of your door there, you know, your foyer.
Yes.
And so you just want to make sure that you have any, you know, photos or paintings or any furniture just cleared away, because they're going to knock that wall down to make space for the locker.
What do we need that locker for?
You know, for Amazon deliveries, you know, packages and things. Just makes it more convenient. So everyone...
No, I don't want that. No way. I don't want that in my...
Oh, it's not... It's for everyone. It's not just for you. You know, even if you're not going to use it, everyone's going to be able to... Excuse me. Everyone is going to be able to, you know, come to your floor and grab their packages from the locker.
No. I don't want that. No.
No, it's
I'm
not.
Sorry.
You're
not going to take any wall down, and I don't want a locker in here. How do you get up to my floor into my entrance? I mean, that's a nonsense. You know, we have a security. You don't come in here and just drop packages off.
Yeah. No, we're changing the layout, so, like, everyone will have access to the locker.
No.
Like, your doors will still be secure, but where we're putting the locker in, that's going to be open to all the residents to pick up their packages. And, you know, we sent you the emails with all the details. I don't know why you didn't get them. But, yeah, they're going to be there tomorrow. So you just want to make sure the wall is clear.
I'm telling you one thing. You are not going to put anything in my entrance.
Well, I'm not putting it. I'm just making a call.
And you are not going to take any walls down, and don't even dream about it, because I'm not going to do it, all right?
I'm not going to be doing it. It's the construction crew that's doing it.
Well, then the crew is not going to come in here. So
they're going to be there tomorrow in the morning.
Well, that's too bad, because they are not going to do it, okay?
Oh, but they definitely are, ma'am. Like, I don't
well,
know.
Well, that's very good, but I'm telling you they are not going to.
Well, I'm telling you they are, stupid. They're coming tomorrow morning, and they're going to knock your wall down. So just make sure.
If you call me one more time, dummy or stupid, I'm going to, complain about you, all right?
Okay, well, you're being a big stupid. You're being a big stupid. They're going to move the wall.
Hello.
Hi, Phyllis?
Yes?
Hey, it's me.
Could you be more specific?
Look, I'm just calling to let you know I got that thing done that you asked me to do. It's finished.
Who is this?
Yeah, exactly. From now on, you don't know me, I don't know you.
Who are you? What are you calling me about?
We don't have time to be playing games here. It's over with. I got it taken care of.
What?
From now on, we go our separate ways.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's good. If anybody asks, you don't know anything.
I don't know anything.
Yeah, and let's keep it that way then. From now on, we're just going.
Well, I don't know who you are.
Well, from now on,
I don't know how you got this number.
Oh, yeah. Okay, just keep on playing dumb. That's fine. From now on, you know, we go our separate ways.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Philip.
Yes.
Hey, it's Cody with.
Yes.
Hey, sorry to call you so late. I was just calling because we didn't get a response to the email that we sent you this morning. Did you get that?
The email about?
You know, about the locker that's going in on your floor and the construction crew and all that?
No.
Oh, you didn't get it? Oh, shoot. Maybe it went to your junk folder. Yeah, so it was just kind of a recap, you know, just to make sure that you're ready. They're going to be there tomorrow between 8 and 9 in the morning to start work.
Now, what are they putting in?
Oh, you know, the Amazon locker that's going in on your floor. It's going to be, you know, right next to your door there.
I'm not sure I'm anxious about having an Amazon locker outside my door.
Oh, yeah. The board, they finalized the contract with Amazon. But before they can install it, they need to, you know, take down a little bit of the wall.
Is that inside my entryway?
Well, yeah. So, it, you know, like I said, just kind of right next to your door there.
And then people from everybody on the ninth floor will be coming into my entryway to get Amazon deliveries.
Yeah. You know, it's like a big, like a big mailbox.
No, you're not doing that. Somebody's got to talk to me about this first.
Oh, yeah. That's what I mean. Like, we sent off the emails, but yeah, I have not
gotten anything, and there's not any work going to be done out there until I get some kind of idea.
Oh,
who's
sir.
Be in my entryway. I've sir. Got a secured right now, you know, part of the value of this building is a locked elevator that only I can get off of.
Yeah.
You're telling me that everyone on the ninth floor is going to be able to get off through my elevator doors.
Yeah.
You better get someone, some other floor to work on tomorrow, because I'm going to be doing some talking before.
Oh, they're putting them in on every floor. It's not just yours. Well, it's every floor, but yeah, I don't have.
How did stack number two get decided to lose their security?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it, like, we're not singling you out or anything. It was just, you know, they just chose that location.
Yeah.
But
when I bought this unit, with a locked elevator that only I could get off of.
Yeah, well, they changed that per the contract, but it's still secure. It's just going to be, you know, just residents, you know.
It's going to be anybody on the ninth floor can now come in my entryway.
Well, I mean, you know, they're good people. It's not like just people are wandering in off the street, you know. It's
I'm sorry, and, you know, I need to talk to somebody before it happens.
Don't you trust your neighbors?
Nobody's going to be doing anything on that tomorrow.
What do you have against your neighbors? You know, I mean, it's going to be convenient, though, because, like, now...
Cody, I don't have anything against my neighbors. I have something against the value that's being declined in my unit.
Oh, it's going to boost
the... Because I bought a unit that had a secured elevator.
Yeah, but it's going to boost the value, because think of the convenience, you know? Like,
you want to quit trying to sell me?
Well,
I told you it's not being done until I talk to the board and the management.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I don't mean to, you know, I'm just trying to level with you here, because
I'm trying to level with you.
Well, it's a done deal, though. Like, they're already going to install it. Like, they're going to be here in the morning.
No, they're not going to install it. Do you understand me?
No, they're going to be here in the morning, though. That's what I'm saying. Like,
that piece of property that you're talking about, I own.
Well, yeah, but
there's not going to be anybody installing anything tomorrow in that piece of property.
I mean, sir, I don't want to argue with you, but it's definitely happening. So, I mean, I don't really know what to tell you. They're definitely knocking that wall down to make space.
And I'm telling you that if they touch that wall, there's going to be an injunction issued against the building.
Oh, no, they have, you know, they have the full rights and everything. It's all in the contract. So it's a done deal.
Well, I want to see the contract, and I want a lawyer to look at it.
I can't stop you from doing that, but, you know, like I said, they'll be here in the morning, so you better work quickly. It's getting late.
No, they better be asking my permission to be on my property.
Oh, they don't need your permission. It's within their jurisdiction, though.
Cody, I don't need to argue with you, okay?
Yeah, I don't want to argue with you.
You have a great evening.
Well, I just want to make sure. I don't want to...
I'm telling you, they're not going to be working on that wall tomorrow.
Well, sir, yes, they are. They're knocking that wall down tomorrow morning. I don't know what to tell you. Kevin will be there and overseeing the whole thing. And
I know what I'm telling you. You better find another wall to work on tomorrow.
I don't understand why you're getting bent out of shape. Like, it's going to be convenient. You get your packages right there.
I don't need to argue with you about this, okay?
Yeah, I mean, you're being all paranoid about your neighbors.
I'm telling you that the work should not be done on my wall tomorrow until I talk to somebody.
I mean, you're just being a big asshole, you know? Like, what do you have against your neighbors? You're like a recluse.
Do you work for this building?
Yeah, of course.
If you call another resident an asshole, you won't be working for this building anymore.
Well, nobody acts like an asshole but you, you know? Like, everyone else is happy about it.
I don't think you're going to have a job after tomorrow. Thank
oh, you,
you
can't
much.
Threaten
have
me.
A good evening.
You can't. You don't threaten me, motherfucker.
Hello.
Hi, Irene.
Yes.
Hey, it's Leave with the HOA.
Yes.
And I'm just calling because Amazon is going to be coming by tomorrow to install that new locker in front of your house.
What are you talking about?
You know, the new Amazon locker that's going in. They're going to be putting it...
No.
I'm sorry?
I don't even know who I'm talking to.
This is Sleeve with the Homeowners Association?
No. I'm totally confused.
Oh.
I don't even know if you have the right person.
This is Irene, right? Over there on Villa?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the one. Yeah, they're going to be putting that in front of your house. They should be there, they said, between 8 and 9 tomorrow morning.
Wait. What are they putting in front of my house?
The new Amazon locker for the neighborhood.
Where does it go? I mean, I'm never home. I work all the time, so I don't even know. I'm not even going to be here.
Well, it's going to be, you've got like that tree, right? That's kind of on the corner there.
No, I have like the box for Comcast or whatever.
Yeah. It's going to go just kind of like,
oh yeah. And then I got a tree.
Yeah. So they're just going to remove that tree and it's going to go right there.
The tree's coming out?
Yeah. They're going to start tearing out the tree tomorrow morning. And then once they have that out of the way.
Wait, and what is the locker for?
You know, it's for like package delivery, you know, from Amazon.
But I don't get any Amazon packages. I'm never home.
Oh, you should.
Why is that going on my lawn?
Oh, that's just the location that we picked, you know?
The whole tree's coming out?
Yeah. They got to chop because it's too big, you know? Like, it's going to go past the tree.
I'm not an unreasonable person, but why wouldn't somebody tell me? Why wouldn't I gotten something in the mail?
Oh, you should have. I thought they did. Yeah, I was just calling to let you know that they're going to be there tomorrow.
No, I got nothing.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure why they didn't let you know, but...
I'm not happy about the tree coming out and the whole box going on my lawn.
Oh, yeah, but it's going to be real convenient for you, you know, because then you can, you know, like anything
it
you order. It'll be right.
I don't order anything.
It'll be right out front your door, you know?
No, you don't understand. I don't order anything. I have an office. Nothing comes to my house.
Oh, well, now
why
you can, though, because
locker?
There's going to be a giant metal locker right in front of your door there.
No way.
Oh,
no way. You got to be kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding, ma'am. You're kind of breaking up, though. What's wrong with your phone?
I don't know, but I'm going to have to figure out who I'm going to call. I'm not having that put on my lawn tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
No
they'll
way.
Be there. They'll be there at about 8 o'clock to put it in. And yeah, like I said, you don't have to be home. That's fine. They're not going to even bother you, you know?
It doesn't matter. I'm not having a big locker put on my lawn.
Oh, it's already been decided. Yeah, that's not up. Yeah, that's not up for debate.
I don't get Amazon.
Yeah, but you don't have to. It's not just for you. Don't be selfish. Like, it's for the whole neighborhood. Like, even if you don't shop with them.
I don't shop or do anything here.
Okay.
I don't even put out my trash. I take my trash to my office.
Well, good for you. I mean, who cares? It's for the whole neighborhood. It's not just for you, dummy.
And your full name is Lee what?
Sleeve McDykel.
Okay. I'll figure this out in the morning.
Well, what do you mean?
Okay.
There's nothing to figure out. Like, it's a done deal. Like, I wasn't calling to ask you. They're coming tomorrow at 8. So I'm just, you know, making a courtesy call.
I hear you, but no one told me.
Oh, okay. Well, that doesn't matter, though.
What's going to happen in the home.
I mean, you don't need to be getting all uppity with me anyways, you know?
I'm not being uppity.
Yeah,
wouldn't you be surprised?
Well, you're throwing.
If somebody's telling you they're ripping out a tree?
Yeah, but there's going to be a giant metal locker, and it can't fit unless they take the tree down. You need to just stop throwing a temper tantrum.
I'm not. I'm going to say goodbye, because this is not a good date for me.
Well, why?
Okay,
what went wrong? What's wrong? Tell me about it.
Hello?
Hi, Jenny.
Yes.
Hey, it's Winston with King Delivery.
Okay.
And I'm down the road from you right now. I've got a package that I'm supposed to deliver to you.
Okay.
And I've got specific instructions here. It says that I'm required to deliver it directly to your lap.
Okay. I'll just go downstairs and wait for you in the lobby.
Is there a chair or anything in the lobby that you'll be able to sit on?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, because the instructions here are pretty precise. It says that you're supposed to be sitting and then I have to deliver it directly into your lap.
Okay.
And then also, company policy, though, it requires me to ask what gender you identify as.
Female.
Okay, yeah, I just gotta note that here on the records.
Well, I don't understand. Who are you? And
this is Winston. I'm the delivery person with King Delivery.
Okay. I'll be downstairs in the lobby.
And I'll just have some paperwork for you to sign as well, just giving me legal consent to deliver the package into your lap.
Okay. I'll be downstairs.
Okay. Put something nice on.
Put something nice on?
You know, dress it up a little bit. Something sexy.
This is not making any sense to me.
What do you mean? No, you know, just make yourself presentable, that's all.
Well, that's different than making myself sexy.
Well, yeah, you know, just put a little something on, you know? Spice it up a bit. That's all I'm saying. Got the delivery guy coming over, you know? Things could happen.
Okay.
You never know. Wink, wink.
Maybe, okay.
Maybe
okay.
invite me. Maybe invite me upstairs. Maybe you offer me a drink or a cup of coffee, a nightcap.
No, I'm not. I'm sorry. I'm not doing that. So I don't know.
You know, I'm available. That's all I'm saying.
Come
on, you know, live a little.
Who are you?
This is Winston.
I don't know a Winston.
I'm just a delivery guy. You don't know me. Just, you know, here to deliver your package and then, hey, you know, maybe we go out for a drink or something. No,
I'm sorry. I'm not, I will not even meet you downstairs. This is just,
no, I'm just saying,
this is not called for.
I'm young and I'm in shape and
I will not meet you downstairs. You can deliver it tomorrow when there's somebody on duty at the concierge.
Maybe have like a slinky little dress or something.
Goodbye.
Oh, come on. We could go places with this.
Hello?
Oh, hi, James?
Yes.
Hey, James, it's your neighbor, Cody.
Okay, I don't know who you are, sorry, but...
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, I was just calling because I signed myself up for the new Amazon Tunnel delivery system. And so I just kind of wanted to give you a friendly heads up. You're going to be in the neighborhood tomorrow digging those tunnels. So they're just going to have, you know, just some construction equipment and things like that.
Okay. How's that going to concern us?
Well, because they're, you know, they're putting in the tunnels and it's going to go underneath your house and, you know, a few other houses before it gets to mine.
Yeah, so that's not going to happen in this neighborhood because this is a community that doesn't do that kind of stuff. So
No, it's underground. Like it won't impact your property or anything. It's just going to be, you know, like beneath your house.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure that would have informed us if that was happening.
No, that's kind of why I'm calling. Like, they just, you know, Amazon wanted me to just kind of alert my neighbors. It's not going to cause, you know, any serious disruption or damage. It's just going to, like, for the next few days, you'll hear some rumbling.
Okay, that's fine.
And they said the worst part of it is going to only take about a couple of days, just tomorrow and Wednesday when they're doing the dynamiting. And after that, it should be, you know...
Seriously? Is this serious? Like, this makes zero sense, what you're saying.
What do you mean? No, I'm just...
What do I mean?
I'm just trying to give you kind of a heads up, you know, so you're not caught off
guard. Goodbye.
Why are you hanging up?
What do you want?
Well, James, why'd you hang up? Like, I was just trying to give you, you know, a friendly
heads
up.
Because what you're saying sounds like total bullshit.
Well, why are you yelling at me? Jeez.
Because what you're saying sounds like total... They're going to put dynamite under the ground. Come on, dude. Seriously.
It's for the tunnels. Why are you being an asshole?
There's
Jeez.
No fucking such thing as tunnels. Like, seriously.
There's no such thing as tunnels?
We live in a community where these people would have sent out a newsletter or something like this was happening. They send out a fucking newsletter if your dog shits too much.
Hey, you lower...
Seriously, come on, man.
You lower
what
your
are you
voice.
Trying to play? Here.
You lower your voice.
Where are you at? What address are you at? I'll come to your house right now.
I'm at 139. And why are you yelling at me? You just lower your damn voice.
No, don't tell me to lower my damn voice on my phone. You're calling me, telling me that someone's going to be fucking putting tunnels under my house with dynamite? Come on, dude. Seriously.
You got anger.
Seriously, I'm not sure who you're talking to here.
I'm talking to James. You got anger management issues.
No. Come outside.
Why?
Come outside, meet me out, because I want to see you. I want to see that you're really telling me the truth.
Well, you sound like a big scary man. What, are you going to beat my ass or something?
Dude, you definitely don't live in I can tell you don't live in
What are you talking about?
You are not the type of person that lives in
You're not the type of person that should live here. That attitude.
Dude, really? Like, what kind of game are you trying to play with these senior citizens that live here? You think they're stupid.
I'm not trying to play.
You happen to call one whose son lives with her.
I'm not trying to play a game. I'm your fucking neighbor, you asshole. Jesus Christ.
No, you're not, because I can tell you're not. You don't. People like you don't talk like that here.
You're the
people
one that's
like
cussing
you don't call
at me
and say that they're doing Amazon. Dude, I know the board of directors in this community.
I didn't tell.
Okay.
I didn't tell the board of directors, you idiot. I didn't tell anybody.
Okay, so that means you're not allowed then, because in this community you have to have authorization.
No,
for
I don't.
Everything.
No, I don't. It's underground.
Yes, you do.
They
dude,
don't
I
have...
had a fucking railing put outside, and I had to have authorization. You're telling
it's
me you don't have to have authorization?
You
to put
shut up. You shut
underground?
Up.
What do you fucking think? We're stupid.
It's underground, stupid. They don't have any rights
no,
over
dude,
the underground.
You're an idiot. Don't fucking call back here again, you fucking dumb fuck.
Thanks again to Ryan Jardina for helping me install some Amazon lockers in convenient locations. And thanks to all of you for supporting this silly show. I gotta go clean up before Olga gets home. Bye.
Behind me now, they're behind me now, and there's nothing here that will not break down like you never did. The kids say. Many years ago, and I think of all this time that we've wasted with all our fighting, and I cry, just wanna die with the one I love beside me. Someday, you said, someday you will miss my head.
Put a shipping container in your yard. Put a shipping container in your yard. And there's nothing that you can do. And Amazon says, fuck you. Fuck you, you stupid son of a bitch. Sincerely yours, Jeff Bezos.